Itzhak Perlman is one of the greatest violinists of our time. He graduated from the famous Juilliard School of Music in New York and received the National Medal of the Arts and 15 Grammy Awards. But before the accolades and awards, the Israeli-born musician was a four-year-old boy stricken by a debilitating disease.
And I was standing up, sort of standing up on my bed, you know, in Tel Aviv, you know, and I felt a little weak that I had to sit down, you know, because I was, you know, I was that, you know, 4 years old. I was, you know, wild, you know, riding bikes and stuff like that. And all of a sudden I felt like I couldn't do it. That was it.
Before a vaccine was developed for polio, Perlman became one of its victims. The disease may have robbed him of the ability to walk, but it did not jeopardize the masterful movement of his arms. Polio also failed to rob him of his voice, a powerful asset to Rotary International in its fight to end the disease once and for all. Before performing with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra at Rotary's Concert to End Polio, he spoke to VOA about his music and about the disease.
One of the comical situations here is that we still have polio, considering that there are actually vaccines available.
The challenge is that while there is polio anywhere in the world, all children are at risk.
Carol Pandak leads Rotary International's effort to eradicate polio in the four countries where it is still present: India, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Nigeria. To keep the disease isolated, millions of doses of vaccine are needed each year.
And to get to zero, you need to immunize 300 million, 400 million children every year.
The global effort is expensive.
It costs around $800 million a year for global polio eradication. Over the next 2 years, we have a funding gap of $720 million.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has pledged $355 million. Rotary hopes to raise another $200 million with an aggressive campaign.
We're this close.
General Manager John Osterlin says the campaign is working, thanks in part to Itzhak Perlman.
We are this close.
Certainly his presence adds a great deal to what we're hoping to accomplish in terms of bringing to the attention of people here in the Midwest, particularly in Chicago, that although polio has been gone from the United States for many decades, that it's still a very real thing in the world.
Perlman has been using the thing he knows best, music, to combat the one thing he was unable to fight as a child. He was the featured performer at Rotary's Concert to End Polio. The proceeds will go to the Foundation's End Polio Now campaign.
If people know I'm a polio survivor and that I've had my career despite that, they will, for me, that's just not really an important fact. The important fact is why go through that if you have the vaccine.
The vaccine is working. There were fewer than 1,000 new cases of polio in 2010, down from 350,000 cases in 1988. But experts say it could make a comeback if vaccines don't reach into the most remote corners of the world. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.